States. Welcome to the American Legion Texas Boys State Podcast. For the last time, I am your host, Will Pearson. Thank you guys so much for being here. Today, I am joined by the one, the only 2019 American Legion Texas Boys State Governor, Max Sofranik. Thank you for being here, Max.
Thank you for having me.
So what kind of difficulties did you have to overcome in order in your campaign?
For me, if I'm being 100% honest, it'd probably be the public speaking, because I'm good at like one-on-one, but then when I get up there in front of 500, 600 people that are all looking at me, expecting me to keep them entertained, it was the first time I gave my speech during the primaries. It was pretty nerve-wracking. I was shaking, and I got better and better throughout the week, but definitely that was pretty difficult. And I'm not the best at writing speeches, so I had a lot of late nights trying to work through that. I would definitely say that was one of the most difficult things.
Well, those late nights paid off because, yeah. I mean, here you are. You're the governor.
So definitely.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I guess what advice do you want to give for any people who are coming in next year or any years after?
My best advice would just be two things: to push yourself way more than you think that you can do, because I knew that I had the potential to get a high up office, but I didn't really think governor was in the possibilities. But when I just decided, hey, I'm going to push myself and see how good I can be, and I'm going to aim high, and if I miss, then oh well. And then it ended up, thankfully, worked out for me. And so I would just encourage everyone to push yourself, run for office, participate in the political system. And then two would just be, make sure to take this seriously. Like, this is an opportunity to show the people of Texas and the people of America that the high school boys really take politics seriously. And we have great ideas. So if we take this seriously, then actually we could probably influence older generations. So,
Do you want to say anything to this year's statesmen?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to tell them that they've been amazing. It blew my mind, all the stuff that the House and Senate have passed, the state delegates, the gallery. They've all just been amazing, creating great ideas, and just the way they've organized themselves, especially the people that I was surrounded with. They're very respectful, and they had great ideas. And so it just, it's really opened my eyes to what us as high school people are capable of. And I just want to thank everyone that supported me. Davis City, they were there since day one. And just everyone kind of on my, I guess you can say, campaign team. And all the nationalists and federalists both, because I had people from both sides rooting for me this whole time. So they know who they are, and I just want to say thank you to them.
And finally, just to wrap it up, what one word would you use to describe your Boy State experience this year?
I would definitely say memorable, unforgettable. Like, this has been something that I will never forget. It's been such an amazing experience. I know a bunch of my friends got my reaction on video, so that's going to be really interesting 5-10 years down the road to look at that video. And I'm definitely going to, I'll probably remember the feeling that I had. And just, I think this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and getting to surround yourself with such great people, I'm not going to forget. So this was a definitely unforgettable experience.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it was real awesome last night just to see the crowd go insane whenever your name was announced for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And just want to say for you and the press, I am really grateful for all that y'all have done. Y'all have done an amazing job. So thank you for just making this so much more and making it the best, I guess, y'all could possibly do. Y'all made it through so many avenues: Instagram, YouTube, podcast. It's really amazing to see like what y'all are capable of too. So thank you
so much. That's awesome. Thank you.
No problem.
So yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I was joined by the 2019 governor for American Legion Texas Boys State, Max Sofranik. So.
I sound good. Yeah, I sound good. Okay.
So, you should have heard a cut there. We're kind of moving on to our last, final podcast. So, we're kind of, we're chilling. We're hanging out. I need to sneeze. Never mind, I'm good. All right, so.
Welcome to a little behind-the-scenes action. For our final little thing, we're going to lead into some of the information that we missed for the past couple 2 days, not doing recaps, but also just going to give you a little thing, a little behind-the-scenes about who we are as people and the times that we've had over here at Boise State. Our head manager here of our podcast, Ricky Arellano, is kind of passed out on the
couch. He's asleep. He's slacking off, which he's been doing all week.
I mean, he has not been pulling his.
Hey! You can't cuss on the podcast.
This is a family show, sir.
We'll actually get in trouble. All right. So
that's why editing exists.
Yes. That's not getting edited out. That's staying in.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all had a really tiring week.
Oh my gosh, exhausting. I'm so tired. I'm sick. But I mean, I loved it though.
You know, I kind of like the exhausting. I like the nitty gritty of it.
Yeah. I think I like it. It's definitely been fun. The thing is, it's the stuff that we get on top of the normal Boy State experience. Yeah, they kind of told us you'll have more freedom of movement, that sort of thing. And then we go on here, we're on our own schedule, and it's twice as much walking around and running back and forth.
But we get to go to lunch and meals 20 minutes early.
It's a little behind the scenes action, a little bit of perks of the job, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
11 miles. Oh, yeah. One time Ricky walked 11 miles in one day.
And he definitely let us know.
His feet were apparently killing him because he wouldn't shut up.
That's all I heard for a solid day. Ricky walked 11 miles.
Go back to being asleep, please, Ricky. Ricky, please.
I'm Ricky, gonna turn just on your
All right. So, see you.
No, we are.
This is live.
We're doing our behind the scenes thing.
Yeah, this is legit what we're doing.
You want a natural conversation, and this is literally a natural conversation.
We're gonna recap.
We're gonna do a recap, no cap.
Yeah. Okay.
And we didn't even introduce ourselves. I just realized this.
Oh yeah. Will Pearson, our host. I'm Douglas Dorfer. I've been doing producing the sound and editing sort of stuff, and being the Nationals correspondent,
and also forcing Noah to be your mic stand.
Yes, I am doing that. You are correct.
Sharing a mic right now.
Michael Duplessium, correspondent. Kind of just hanging out.
Nice to hear.
Yeah.
Noah, do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, I am Noah Reeder. I am currently a mic stand as well as speaking occasionally.
Okay. So that's the crew. Plus Ricky over there just scolding us.
Ricky's ashamed.
He's smiling, but it's more of a psychotic smile. Okay, so let's seriously get into this. Get into the past couple, the 2 days that we've missed. We've had our general elections decided. We just talked to the governor, that sort of thing. But leading up to that, I think what was really interesting is we interviewed Lyric. Lyric Gonzalez. You guys, are there. We interviewed him, and he was notable because he had a very emotional speech. He had a very personal speech. And I really want to thank him again for that, because on top of just, connecting with his audience and us, he kind of changed the landscape and what in different parties, how the speeches went. Because before it was all policies like abortion, gun laws. And after that, we had a lot of variety in speeches, people telling personal stories, being more unique instead of just, I'll do this for y'all, that sort of thing. We had people not just telling personal stories, but just kind of doing cartwheels on stage, going out, pulling out props and stuff like that, the Nationals Convention, that sort of thing. I know on my end, I had a guy playing bagpipes who is now our lieutenant governor at his inauguration.
Yeah,
Austin Petrie. Something to see.
Lots of impromptu backflip contests, I've noticed.
Yeah, he did the bagpipes at the Nationals Convention the other day, too.
Right.
Yeah, it seemed to be in, the beginning of the week. I mean, it seems like at the end of the Nationalists, in the beginning, obviously, the Nationalists were kind of separated and not really working well together, to at the end of the week doing backflips and playing the bagpipes. So I think that it definitely... it definitely changed. There was a lot more unity.
They definitely worked out whatever the problems were. They put it behind them.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a lot of the speeches because, with everybody being more comfortable, people doing cartwheels, people bringing out rhymes and raps and,
trying to impeach others.
Yeah, and you saw people who, were being themselves.
Yeah, I guess, from that, even if people weren't necessarily telling as the stories kind of like Lyric was. I think what they took away from it was being a more personal, personable person, showing more of themselves. And we had people go up there running for, so at least in Lindsley District, we had gentlemen running for one of the judges, and he like pulled out like Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Now, the sort of questions that we're gonna ask, and just like going on his fields, I was like, I will ask the question, was he? You know, that's talking mm-hmm. about his judgment and just really gimmicky stuff like that. A guy, you know, bringing out a literal pipe, talking about being railroad commissioner.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. It's just really been more fun.
And I think that worked because, I mean, let's think about it from the gallery. You're sitting there all day listening to speeches, and if you see someone go up there and do something that's, like, putting themselves out there, you're going to like that person for it.
Definitely. That's what people learn from Lyric, and I again, thank him for it.
Mm-hmm. My personal favorite was the railroad commissioner that just blasted the Thomas the Tank Engine theme song.
Oh yeah, that was I think the best.
Yeah, that was caught in the background of when we were doing the people who were running for governor, lieutenant governor. So I was just like having this nice conversation with this person.
The Thomas the Train theme starts blaring. And it, like, you pay attention, it wakes you up. You're like, hey, I kind of like this guy.
Yeah, it was great ambient noise, I'm sure, for everybody listening.
Yeah. And so last night we had our
talent show.
Yeah, the talent show. Well, we had our keynote speaker, State Commander Buckmaster, as well as Major General
Tony.
Oh gosh.
We can cut right
here. Yeah, we're gonna cut right here because I forgot his name.
2347. Let me someone write that down.
Coloco. Major General Tony Coloco.
Yes, I think that was really interesting. I just kind of wanted to hear that guy keep telling stories.
Like, I honestly would not have minded that speech going, you know, twice as long because it was really entertaining.
Yeah, and it was something that it was entertaining and it was impactful.
Yeah.
It kind of kept our attention, and it not only did that, but it was just kind of like really good advice.
Yeah, lots to learn from that guy.
Mm-hmm. Lots of USA chants as well.
Oh, yeah. Very.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Last night was the most patriotic I've ever felt in my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was so. We were chanting USA chanting like every USA. 5 minutes. I mean, we were up and down cheering, standing ovations for
Texas.
Like, yeah.
The Texas cheer over and yeah. over. Yeah. Jim and talking about Texas, everybody was like, we've got beautiful skies, and then we clap for like 10 seconds.
No, it was like, well, no, if you noticed, it wasn't everyone. It was where they were. Like, the people who cheered was, like, based on, like, the environment they live in. So it was like we have, like, rolling fields, and, like, people, like, from, like, North Texas were like, yeah! And then, like, people, like, we have vast mountain ranges, and the people from, like, West Texas were like, yeah! But
when he said Gulf Coast, I was, like, standing up, yelling as loud as I could.
Right. Yeah. As soon as the Piney Woods were mentioned, I had to let everybody know that I was cheering that time.
it was really awesome to see that many people turn out for Texas.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, and then you had the military music playing, the patriotic music from the band playing the entire time.
The band was excellent. It was good. It was so good. Because they did the Armed Forces melody, or medley, or however you say it. But, yeah, no, that was really, really cool. And I noticed, like, a lot of the statesmen actually knew a lot of the songs as well, which was cool.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was people coming from military background, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. I didn't expect a lot of them to be able to join in immediately, that sort of thing. And then the USA chant that our keynote speaker was like, to email that to Putin.
Yeah, yeah. We started chanting USA, and he was like, are we recording this? And we said, someone said, yes, sir. And then he was like, good, I want to send that to Putin.
You know? To him. Yeah. And then immediately after that, it was another minute-long USA chant.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was the red, white, and blue was flowing last night. It was awesome.
Something I've never been a part of something like that. It was a pretty neat experience.
Yeah, definitely. I was getting into it, you know. I think being here at Boise State definitely, you know, whereas before, of course, you know, everyone here is here because they love their country they're very more politically active, I think, than the average student. But just kind of being there, being here, maybe a little bit more patriotic, I guess. Maybe or not patriotic, as he described, a little more, he wanted to describe Americanism, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The being an American and that sort of thing, and giving devotion to your country and that sort of thing. It was really inspiring.
Right, right. And, you know, once you start seeing it in large groups like that, it just becomes infectious, you know. It may not be something you do all the time, but once you see everybody start doing it, you just really want to start getting up and start yelling, yeah, Texas, Texas, mm-hmm. you know, just really join in on the mob right there.
Yeah.
And then the talent show right after that.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Dude, I forgot his name. I'm sorry if you're listening, but the kid who wrote his own like piece for piano, that was freaking beautiful. That was so good.
Yeah, that was incredible. I think it was interesting because I can't do that sort of thing. Isn't to see somebody do something that I can't do and do it exceptionally well. I mean, he had the way it was set up. It was like he told a story through his piano.
Oh yeah.
And not only that, he made it look so seamless, just so easy. Yeah. Like it just is no big deal that he was performing a masterpiece of art. It's wild.
There's a dude with the whip.
Yeah, the whip. That was really cool. The whip guy. That was something to see.
One of our cameramen were getting a little close when I thought he was about to just get, like, smacked in the face.
Yeah. Our cameraman, speaking in, we are... sort of like we have the podcast crew, just to give you a little behind the scenes. We have the podcast crew, we have our YouTube team, graphics team, and we have social media. So social media has been taking pictures for Instagram, that sort of thing, podcast, we've been doing Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that sort of thing. We've had our social media guys, the ones who are taking pictures, they've been doing a great job. I think you can tell if you look on the Instagram, but they have been very bold about the pictures that they want to take. Boone especially. I mean, I think you guys sat out there. We had a gentleman performing on the drums, doing a drum performance, a solo sort of deal. And they, like, went under the drums through the clear plastic to get a shot. And it was just that sort of thing all night that they did. That was just really incredible.
Yeah, so, and a great place to find their... the pictures that they have been taking is Texas BS Network, Boys State Network on Instagram. So that's TXBS Network on Instagram. That's where you're going to see all of the photos that they've been taking. And I mean, they really are incredible. I'm just looking through them right now. I mean, there's some awesome photos. I mean, like, look at that. This is the picture of the door hinges from the state capitol. I mean, They are just so talented at taking pictures. Yeah, it's crazy.
Their ability to take something small or something that is just going to pass by an instant really kind of seems insignificant in the moment. Just being able to expound upon that and make it seem significant and important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, overall, it was just an amazing week and great learning experience for whatever position you were in. Like, even though we weren't running in any campaigns, we were covering them. And so we got to have that perspective of kind of an outsider looking in, but also informing everyone else, like being the press. I think that was definitely really, really fun and really, really cool.
Right, and a totally different experience than any other statesman besides those that are in the press have received. You know, like, the only people that can really relate to that are those that we already affiliate with here. And that's a pretty cool story to tell. You know, when you get back home, like, oh, what did you do? You know, it might differ from what they've heard because of our position and what we've covered.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everybody's having a different experience here, and those are the people participating in the same sort of elections, events, that sort of thing. But social media, press corps, for us, it's just been something that I think, unless you're in it, you're just never truly going to be able to understand, you know, if that don't mean to sound a bit like elitist or whatever, but it really is a unique experience to be able to see every aspect of Texas Boys State. I mean, you go to recreation, you're going to places that are a mile apart, going there, and you're never going to see, except maybe in stories on Instagram, that sort of thing. the things that happen at the other places. But with Press Corps, we've been able to travel all about the campus and see all the stories and all the individuals and how they've progressed. You know?
Yeah, it was definitely something interesting. I mean, being in Press Corps, or I mean, when you go to Boise State, the biggest, you know, hype about it is that you're going to see how government works. But I think, you know, when you do Press Corps, you see it work from a completely different angle than what everyone else saw. You got to see everything, not just your personal view on how it should work. And I think it was something really neat. And something that I think I'll always remember. And I think it was a great learning experience. I can confidently say I'm coming out with a lot more than I came in with, mm-hmm. knowledge-wise.
Yeah, yeah, definitely me too.
And you got to meet new people. I think it was all around a really good experience from all different walks of life and all different viewpoints. All
right, and they're really talented in every aspect. You know, Press Corps, band, those that were speaking, Senate, House, everything. Everybody was just really... You could really tell that these people here were the really top of where they come from. And the experience of having like the top students from every location in one concise location was a really neat experience that you probably won't be able to experience anywhere else besides American Legion, Texas Boise State.
Speaking of those kind of experiences that we had specifically, being able to go to the Capitol, especially, that was really cool because Texas in itself as a state is chock full of history, chock full of a unique history. I mean, everyone brings up being its own country, that sort of deal.
Yeah.
But everything that we've built around that and how it's changed our identity, you see that at the Capitol. You see that, as we mentioned, on the door hinges. They have the Texas State Capitol written on the door hinges. Everything's... engraved at the Capitol, and everything has a story in there. You know, this is the place where something crazy happened between in the House of Representatives, something that you wouldn't expect. Over here is where this major historical figure walked down, that sort of thing, and it's just a library that people are sitting in, that tourists are sitting in, that kids are studying in, people are taking their breaks in, that we're in, but it holds a lot of significance. And it holds a lot of historical value. And it was a great experience just to be able to go walk down to the Capitol.
Mm-hmm. It really was. No, it was beautiful. It was hot, but, you know, it was...
Yeah, that's another thing. It's been hot.
Yeah,
it's been hot and humid. It's been 91 degrees every single day. I mean, we've had a little bit of cloud coverage and a little bit of rain, but I tell you, like, especially as Press Corps, you're feeling it because we're walking across... all of UT campus, which is a big campus down here in Austin. It's huge, and it's been hot, but we've definitely enjoyed it, I think.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that I bought a bunch of T-shirts. The American Legion Texas Boise State T-shirts, which you can buy in the shop. So I think that was a good decision going in because I got pretty sweaty.
And I think this heat really spurred on all of the – dress code change bills. You know, there are lots of, oh, we want to wear shorts at all times. And, you know, there's a lot of those bills that went to the Senate and the House that just really added to the excitement of the week.
I was extremely supportive of them.
Yeah, I think all of us were.
Yeah, and speaking of that, it's just American Legion both allowing us to model the Texas government, take serious issues, address them seriously, but then also allowing us the freedom to just kind of introduce some funny bills, you know, that sort of thing. Invade Iceland was a highlight, definitely.
And annex Iceland.
Not just invade.
Rename it. Whataburger land. If you say invade, then it sounds bad. We annexed it.
Annexed. Yeah. Yes, as social media, we need to be working PR, and it's annex. It is.
Yes.
Not invade.
Annex. We did not forcibly take over.
The language of the bill is clear.
Annex.
Right. I'm sure what once was Iceland is now in full support of Whataburger land.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and as per the bill, calling it Iceland one more time is going to be a $50 fine, Noah.
My apologies. Whataburger land.
Did you say Whataburger? Are you?
Is it Whataburger or Whataburger?
It's supposed to be... Whataburger, but I have said Whataburger my entire life.
I think
since I was seven, yeah.
I think every person in the state of Texas says Whataburger.
Whataburger,
yeah.
Does that Does that then does that require a fine then if you missay it that way, or is it just
for Doug?
Just the I word.
Yeah, just for the producer, just for the guy who can turn off your mic right
now. Oh yeah. All right.
Yeah. I think let's go around the table now. I think let's take a personal question. What's one regret or one thing that you guys wish you could have done more here at Texas Boys State? Personally, for me, we never got to do a sports podcast. We never got to discuss that, cover sports. And speaking of, you know, it's been a great experience. We have speedball, football, basketball. For those listening at home, during rec time, you have the option of being political meetings, or you can go out there and do fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, that was being unable to do a sports podcast. Noah?
In that same tone, for me, it was not being able to participate in the basketball tournament. You know, my team had a lot of hype on it, so I think they were able to handle themselves, but I just really wish I could have been out there with them. Even though I wasn't there, I'm sure they were able to make it fine.
I don't think any, no offense to you, Noah's 6'6".
No
one else here at the podcast table can relate to wanting to participate in sports.
Maybe it was a unique issue for me.
Michael, what about you?
I think the biggest regret, and I mean, there wasn't really many, was I wish we would have been able to interview the keynote speaker from last night, or the one from the first night, the colonel and the general.
Yes,
Ramirez, and then
Tony. The major general, the PR, social media, that sort of thing. Because he, a lot of his, for my thing, he seemed very like almost what we were doing, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. What about you? What was like?
I mean, I wish we could have interviewed them, because I'm sure they would have had a treasure trove of interesting stories, tidbits, and lessons to share to us on, like, a personal level, sitting at a table directly across from them, mm-hmm. not in an auditorium with 1,000 other people. I think it would have been really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the great things about being in a podcast, is that it's more personal, more you get more the people, you know, rather than just what they, like, project, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you can get deep in conversation, and you can get off the script. And I think when you go off the script, that's when you really get good things, and that's when you really deepen the conversation and make it more enjoyable to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. That's another one for me. What about you, Will?
I think my biggest regret is not getting more sleep. No. I think my biggest regret is that I didn't go to more conventions. I went, obviously I was just doing a lot of the recording, and then we had our correspondents go out, so Noah and Michael would usually go out to the conventions to listen, and then they would get back, and they'd have these, like, awesome stories, all this crazy stuff that happened, and I was like, oh, well, I should have gone to that. So I guess there was a lot of, like, stories and things that happened that I wasn't there for, and I wish I was, you know, so I think going to more conventions.
Something that can help out future statesmen. Participate. Being in press corps allows you to participate in as many things as you can.
Yeah.
And that's what I recommend. I recommend, if you're not going to be in press corps, anything that you can do at American Legion Texas Boys State, do it. Take the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Don't just sit around and, like, do whatever. It's you're here. You need to make the most of it. Because, I mean, if you sit and complain, you're like, oh, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be doing anything like that, then you need to build a bridge and get over it, because you're here. You need to make the most of it, because, I mean, you have the opportunity to make some great friends, to hang out with some awesome guys. I mean, this is really an experience like no other, and you can only do this as a statesman once.
Yeah, we want to come back, but if we did, it'd be as counselors, and we would not have, we'd have a great experience, we wouldn't have the same experience.
Yeah,
we
had definitely. When you're here, just
be here.
Be here. Yeah.
Don't be on your phones a whole lot, that sort of thing. I mean, of course, you know, there's a whole, like, you know, this generation is on their phones too much, mm-hmm. but especially here, where everything that you're doing has significance, has importance, I feel like you need to be on your phone as little as possible.
And especially if you're running, like, you need to be talking to people. Like, you're constantly talking to people.
That being said, The Telegram memes are pretty good, I will say. they're pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yes, we have an app up here called Telegram where we've had the cities kind of get in there. So, and then just the memes coming about, I like how they've kept it not malicious, not bullying, that sort of thing, but being able to capitalize on the natural humor.
Yeah.
And like the crazy thing that happens, mm-hmm. you know, sort of thing.
Yeah, but I think, like, yeah, that was pretty funny. But, yeah, the biggest thing to take away for people coming in the future is, like, don't hold yourself back. Mm-hmm. This is your 5 days. You aren't going to be able to do it again. Put yourself out there a little bit. Because mm-hmm. if you just stay back in your comfort zone, you'll never get to experience all the great things about Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, like, philosophically, that sort of thing, that's great and all. But also thinking about it, physically, like logistically, you're also going to have to go back and report to your Legion, yeah. sort of thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go back there and have that conversation of, oh yeah, it was really fun. Here's all this other stuff that happened. And then when they ask you, well, what did you do? Be silent. You don't want yeah. that. You really don't want to go back there and face these people mm-hmm. that have done so much to place you in the position mm-hmm. that you're on now to get you to this awesome program. You don't want to be in a position of having nothing to show for it.
And I mean, certainly there are times where stuff is boring. Like, that's just the way
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
But, like, there are times when it's so insane and crazy that it's just, you can't, it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was in a district convention, and they just decided that they wanted to impeach the county, the county speaker, like, just out of nowhere.
That happened at mine, too. They impeached every chair. Every person on stage got impeached.
Wow.
And the county chair.
The entire district chair, but the entire gallery was, like, up and, like, passionate about it. And it was just, like, the energy from it.
Also, was it Robert City that just got removed?
Robert City, I was there. They literally left. They left our district.
Just got removed from the district. Just... Wow.
We tried to kick Scott City out of our district, but yeah, no, they were being super loud, and I mean, and it was fine. I mean, they were just like super passionate about everything, and then someone was just like, you know what, I'm annoyed now. Let's try and kick him out. So we went through this whole process to try and kick him out.
Something about district. A big group of annoyed teenagers just has too much power.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
sorry. Our boss Ricky is now lying on the carpet, dead tired. We did stay up. We've been staying up very late, of course. But last night, especially after all the celebrations, governor, people getting elected, everybody just hanging out, having a great time. We are extremely tired. We stay up. We get up early, and we stayed up way too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Working hard all day, every day.
Definitely. Yeah, even when we've been tired, but we have not stopped the moment, and I don't think anyone has, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty admirable.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Let's do one last.
Okay, yeah.
Now that we've done the thing that we wish we could have done more, one regret, if you guys, whether you want it to be a single personal moment, a single... experience that you had, or just kind of a general feel from this week, something that you could say about the entire week, whatever you want it to be. Could you, maybe say what was your? We've asked every single person this question, but from social media, podcast group, what has been your favorite thing about American Legion, Texas Boise State? And for me, I'll start this off. I'm sure people listening at home, parents, statesmen, listening to the podcast, listening to the public speakers, the one thing that you've heard repeated over and over again is that you will never forget the friends you make here. You will have these friends for a lifetime. You know, the friends you make will be insane. The friends that you have here are a different kind of bond, that you guys have formed. And you hear that a lot, and... it seems like the at least from the uninitiated, no offense, but from those, it seems as just like a generic sort of line that people say. I can understand why you see that how you could see that if you just see American Legion Texas Boise State as just another summer camp. But being here, experiencing it firsthand, with my own eyes, my own senses, I can tell you that's no lie. That's no PR line. That's no thing that they just say because they need something to say. That is the genuine truth. The people that I've met here, the friends I've made here on this podcast crew, especially here in social media and the press corps in general, I've just connected with them in a way and so quickly and in such like a friendly manner. It's such like these people are just my friends now, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. In a way that I you rarely get to see. You rarely will. That quickly or really that importantly, mm-hmm. sort of thing. It really is, when they tell you the people you will meet here are people that you will talk to afterwards, people that you will be friends with years down the line, whether you keep in contact, whether you see each other, that bond is like immediately back, sort of thing, like no time has passed at all. When they tell you that, they are not lying. And I'd like to thank y'all for making this experience so great for me and really for something that we came in here not knowing what to expect, making a good time. Experience. Let's go to Will. Yeah.
Okay. I definitely agree. I mean, it's the people, man. I mean, everyone is just so nice here. I mean, that goes for counselors, legionnaires, and statesmen. I think that, I mean, everyone came in here kind of put in the same position, and even like what Scott said. Scott was when we first got here. He said there's multiple reasons why y'all have a uniform. All have the same shirt. It's because you guys are the same. You guys are on the same level. Like no one's better than anyone else. No one's higher up. No one's elevated because of whatever, if financial or whatever, how big your school is. It doesn't matter. We're all Americans. We're all here to learn and to have fun. And so I think that was one of the biggest takeaways, is just the people who were all put in the same situation, who were all unsure of what to expect coming in here, and then quickly figuring it out, making friends, and helping each other through everything this week. So definitely just people and friends and the brotherhood that was formed this year.
Yeah, I have to be in pretty much total agreement with y'all. I mean, you think about it, you have like 1,100 people coming to Austin, Texas with a bunch of meeting a bunch of people they don't know. And my opinion, the coolest part, like the most unique and neat part, was watching everyone become friends in a matter of hours and like days. By like the end of the first day, I knew like nearly everyone in my city's name. So it was really cool just to see how everyone would get together and bond and form relationships. And even if they had different viewpoints or they thought differently, or if one came from a city and one came from a rural area, everyone was together, everyone was a friend, and no one really had any problems with each other. And I think that was a really neat thing, and it was cool to watch. And I think that was probably the coolest part about Texas Boys State. Besides the government stuff and all the learning, just the social interaction and the bonds you make with people is something really neat, and something that I would think is maybe the biggest pro or the biggest reason why I would encourage someone to come here.
Right. I'd have to agree with all three of you as well. It's just there are so many different people here, and at first glance you may think, oh, I have nothing in common with this man. I have nothing in common. There's no way that we could be anything more than just acquaintances. But it's just it really reveals to you that there's so much of there's so much more than what's behind a person, just their appearance. And it really lets you delve into that a lot deeper than almost anything else will let you. And I think that's definitely been my biggest takeaway that I really enjoyed.
All right, well, thank you for that. Should we get Ricky up? Maybe get his input.
I think we should. He's been working real hard.
Okay, then I guess... let's go around and give out shout-outs to people that we're going to give to, just real quick before we sign off. Personally, I'd like to shout out, of course, my family, my mom, for, making me who I am today, for guiding me, and for trusting me enough to send me on this camp to send me away to Austin. I mean, there's I have at one point 7 missed calls from her while I was on a podcast. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was terrifying.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, that was terrifying to come back from. But just being concerned about me and caring, and on top of that, to extend that to my sisters and my brother-in-law, who will be picking me up today. My family down here in Austin, you know, that sort of thing. Just being attentive and caring, you know, that sort of thing, and making me who I am, the person, making me the one who got selected here today, the one who got selected to participate in this prestigious program, making me someone who is worthy of that, or someone who's deserving, even if I like personally don't, you know, want to be humble, and I don't necessarily feel like I'm better than anybody else. I guess other people have seen in me what my mother and my family wants them to see in me, and I think I have to thank them a lot for that, for providing me with those opportunities. And some names that I just want to other Jackson Perdine, social media guy, coming walking around helping us out. He, you know, he guest starred on the podcast, but also he really has been taking pictures of us and that sort of thing. Shout out to him, and Audrey Hall as well. Someone special to me. I want to thank her as well for being supportive and just being an amazing person. And thank y'all. And thank you to the Legionnaires and the American Legion.
Hey, yo, shout out to Sherwood City, best city in Boys State. I'm just going to say that right now, you know. This is your press lord here. Thank you guys so much for being awesome. Y'all were so nice from the beginning when we just started messing around on the first day and figuring out what we were doing. Thank you guys so much for first of all, electing me as press lord. It was really awesome to hang out with all y'all.
Press lord.
Yeah. And so I got elected press, and then I was just like, then we elected our mayor, and then I got elected for press, and the first thing I did was like, I said, "Hey, Mr. Mayor, can I change my title to press lord?" And he goes, "All in favor?" And then everyone just went, "I."
Why is Ricky in charge?
I don't know, man. I was promoted, or just my station was renamed to Press Lord. So yeah, so there's that. Thank you to my parents for sending me out. Thank you to my dad for like kind of prepping me for this. I really had no idea what to expect here, and he was like, "Oh, I have like a million friends who have gone to Boys State, so here, let me tell you what they've told me." So thank you for that, Dad. That was really awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Mom, for always being there and helping me out when I need it. Grant, my little brother, thank you for dealing with all my crap all the time. I guess this is just a shout out just in general. And thank you for not killing me when I left for a week and not playing Fortnite with you for a week. So sorry about that.
You monster.
How can you live with yourself?
Fortnite Mobile, come on.
Fortnite Mobile. Thank you to my sister for everything, for being awesome and supportive all the time. Today's her birthday, actually. Hey. So
We should sing her happy birthday.
Oh, should we?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do her name's one. Caitlin, all right?
All right. Three, two, one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Caitlin. But I call you Sissy. Happy birthday to you. Yay.
That was best shout out
yeah,
ever.
So, yeah. Thank you to my family, and thank you to Sherwood, and thank you to Boys State and everyone who runs it. I mean, this is awesome, and obviously this wouldn't be a thing without y'all, so thank you again.
Is your sister Press Lourdes?
Lourdes.
How does that work?
I think she's like, I don't know, she's the Press Aunt.
Press Duchess.
Press Aunt.
All right.
Yeah, big shout out to my mom and dad. you know, for letting me come up here, helping me pack and bringing me up here. The school counselors for telling me about this program, because I didn't really know anything about it before, but they told me and I signed up, and luckily I got selected, and I can say that I had a great week, and I think it's really helped me grow. And then also shout out to McCraw City. A lot of great guys in there, and I had a great week with them. So just shout out to everybody.
Yeah, whoever helped us get here, right?
Everybody, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out, first of all, to my parents who, you know, even after I sprained my ankle before I came up here, really told me to stick with it. You know, I really put up a fight. I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to play basketball. I'm not going to be able to walk around. But, you know, they really told me to keep with it, and I'm really thankful for that, because it's been a great experience. And I'd also like to thank, you know, my grandparents, my brother, for checking in on me while I'm up here. And also Alicia Sal, because she's asked me every day to shout her out. I've recorded, and I've told her I couldn't do that. But, hey, today's the day I can do it. So right. There you go.
Right? I know. It's like, oh, shout me out. It's like, I this is official podcast.
I know. like we just do whatever we want on here.
Yeah. Ricky. We haven't shout out Ricky. Hey,
Ricky, yeah, shout out, yes! Shout out. Yeah. Ricky! Hey. Ricky!
Hey. I'm kidding. Ricky!
Yeah, Ricky is our fearless leader for everything. He's the one who who's kind of been setting up all the meetings, staying up later than he should be, editing or whatever it is he does. But it's awesome. Thank you so much for being.
He's past that.
For being awesome. Yeah, Ricky's completely he's unconscious right now on the floor. So yeah, thank you so much, Ricky, for being an awesome leader and
keeping us in line, cool and dude, like, yeah, and dealing with like anything, any sort of drama. It's like Ricky's like, okay, I'm the leader of the podcast, mm-hmm. You're gonna talk to me, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Any sort of like controversy, he's like, Ricky's been there. Huge shout out to him.
Yeah. So yeah.
Ricky, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you so much. You're not hearing this right now, but whenever you listen back on the podcast, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, what did you have to say?
No, I was just going to mention we're not at the 59-minute mark. So.
Yeah, we're about to be here. We've been recording for an hour.
I mean, there's like 10, like 20 minutes of that that's unusable.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like ambient noises. Mm-hmm. Just like, yeah.
So, should we? All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the American Legion Texas Boys State Podcast 2019. I mean, thank you guys so much for listening. And you'll still be able to listen to this even after this week is over at TXBS Network on Spotify. And don't forget to check out our Instagram as well, TXBS Network. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. It has been a amazing time, and I had just an awesome time, and so did all the guys here. Thank you again. And, once again, finally, I'm your host, Will Pearson, for the American Legion Texas Boys State Podcast 2019, saying my final goodbye.
Will, everybody's looking at me very confused here. We're going to play the outro song, of course. But before that, you guys know we have to sing
a
little outro song of our own. we're going to be singing the American Legion Texas Boys State song.
Yeah, wait, he's going to play it.
He's going to play it on piano as well.
Let's see.
Oh, dang. Here.
Wait, he can play it. Hang on. I'm going to see. Wait. I have a long XLR cable. Hang on. Give me all the slack. I'm going to walk over there. All right, hang on.
And then we'll sing it over here as well.
Okay.
You don't. Okay.
I can make it. All right. You guys got to be able to hear this. All right. I'm walking across the room with this. Yes.
Yeah, we're playing it twice. We're singing the whole thing.
All right, here.
Noah, you're getting uncomfortably close to me here on the mic.
Put the mic. The mic is on the piano right now.
Play some notes. Can we hear it? Yeah, that's clear. That's incredibly clear.
Bum, 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 bum. Boys from every part of Texas come together here to meet new friends at Boys State, to be a citizen. American Legion Boys Day. Wonderful Boys Day that we love.
Ricky, join in.
Heart of Texas, come together here.
God, this is terrible. Come on, guys. Someone else.
Boy State to be a citizen. What a time we're having. What a time we've had. So sing the praise of Boy State. American Legion Boy State. Wonderful Boy State. That
everybody.
Yes.